Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Jane Pratt
and Alan Shirley.
As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our feature this week takes us to a beach community near Lowestoft.
But first, here's information desk.
Only one message this week from Michael Edwards to say thank you for the stamps.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of the Ribs of Beef outside their premises at 24 Wensum Street, Norwich, for a total of 6 tables and 12 chairs. It's Monday to Sunday from 12 noon till 12 midnight to provide outside seating for customers. This replaces the application submitted on the 27th of July 2018 has been withdrawn. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, by the 10th of October. Telephone 01603 212761 or email licensing@norwich.gov.uk.
If you have ever fancied playing bowls, now is your chance. The Norwich Visually Handicapped Bowls Club are looking for new members. They meet on Wednesday mornings from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at County Arts, Plumstead Road, Norwich. So join in the fun and relax afterwards with a cup of tea and biscuits. For more information, contact Brian Deakins on 01603 748 610.
The NNAB had a talk from Power Network UK about their priority service for vulnerable people and have passed the details on to us for our listeners. Would you or your family benefit from free help during a power cut? UK Power Networks owns and maintains the cables delivering electricity to homes, schools and businesses in the east of England, London and the southeast of England. Their teams of engineers fix any problems with the electricity lines and cables, keeping the lights on and powering many essential services. Although power cuts are rare, they still do happen and can be particularly worrying for people in vulnerable circumstances. For those customers, UK Power Networks has a priority services register which provides and offers vital help and support during any power cuts. The company is working with a range of partner organisations to raise awareness of the register and they urge people to sign up to this free service, even if you might just require additional help on a temporary basis. You can apply to be on the register if you rely on power for medical needs or need extra assistance for another reason, such as having mobility aids, refrigerated medicines, or having communication needs for those who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, or visually impaired. The services are also designed to support families where people are living with autism, ADHD, developmental conditions, and or temporary life changes. Being on the register does not necessarily mean your power can be restored quicker, but it will mean that UK Power Networks customer services team will know about your needs and can arrange extra support during a power cut while engineers restore supplies to your home. If you are on the register, you can access free extra services including a 24-hour priority phone number, a dedicated team who will keep you updated during a power cut, tailored support such as home visits, hot meals, advice and keeping your friends and relatives updated, in circumstances a generator or hotel overnight and transport to the hotel. Contact your NNAB community worker who can help you fill out the form or you can apply at ukpowernetworks.co.uk/priority. And the website includes a browse aloud function. Alternatively, you can email psr@ukpowernetworks.co.uk. If you prefer a large print booklet or audiobook, this can be requested also. The number to call should you experience a power cut is 105.
NNAB discussion groups. All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss anything from local events to international affairs. The discussion groups meet on the first Tuesday of the month at the Bredbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. They start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and finish at 4. The cost of a meeting is £3, and the next one to take place will be on October the 2nd.
And now on with the local news.
You can now fill your glasses, as we have 4 beer stories. The Norwich Beer Festival is returning to the city from the 22nd to the 27th of October. 71 Norfolk and Suffolk breweries have been listed in the latest Good Beer Guide, with Norfolk taking the lead. The Fat Cat Brewery Tap has been voted the best city pub of the year. And you can now have the chance to feel good about the environment while drinking beer by using recyclable plastic bottles.
An annual celebration of real ale and beer from some of Britain's best independent brewers returns to Norwich next month. The Norwich Beer Festival, which is now in its 41st year, showcases a huge variety of beers, real ales, ciders and wines for visitors to try. Organisers say this year's event will include more than 40 beers never before featured at the festival. The event takes place in the medieval St Andrews and Blackfriars Halls from October the 22nd to October the 27th. Local bands will be performing most lunchtimes and evenings at the event, while Tuesday evening and Wednesday lunchtime will be music-free sessions. On entrance to the venue, visitors can purchase a festival glass and beer cards, as cash is not accepted at the bars. Organisers advised people to arrive early at the venue off St Andrew Street to avoid queues.
Norfolk and Suffolk's thriving beer scene has been recognised in the latest industry Bible, with 8 new breweries making the cut. The new entries bring the number of breweries featured in the Good Beer Guide 2019 across the 2 counties to 71, with Norfolk 44, trumping Suffolk 27, with a further 56 from Cambridgeshire 24 and Essex 32. The guide also recognises 39 pubs in the 2 counties for the first time, bringing the total to 175. The list is compiled independently by the Campaign for Real Ale, CMRA, from its members' recommendations. Among the Norfolk entries, making its debut is Barsham Brewery on the Barsham Estate, north of Fakenham. It brought its microbrewery in-house when Joe C's Ales founder, Joe Kubra, decided she wanted to take a step back last year and has recently launched its first new beer, Barsham Oaks. Operations manager Rob Howlett said inclusion in the guide was a boost to the brewery. Tom Stainer of Camera said we've seen sweeping changes across the brewing and pub scene over the past year, with brewing becoming more collaborative and socially minded, and pubs continuing to diversify to cater for all tastes, with a continued increase in micropubs, tap rooms and community-run pubs, improving choice for drinkers.
Pub voted best in the city. The Fat Cat Brewery Tap has been voted the best pub in Norwich. The pub, located on Lawson Road, was awarded both the 2018 City Pub of the Year and Overall Pub of the Year by members of the Norwich and Norfolk branch of the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA. Landlords Mark White and Laura Headley White said they were delighted with the news. Mr. White said, "We are thrilled and very proud of what we have achieved and very thankful to our amazing team and to the support of our customers." The Norfolk Lurcher in Colton received the 2018 Rural Pub of the Year award, while the White Lion on Oak Street, Norwich, was awarded the 2018 Cider Pub of the Year. Runner-up City Pub of the Year is the Beehive on Leopold Road, Norwich, while the White Horse at Neatishead is the Rural Pub runner-up. The Fat Cat Brewery Tap will now be entered into the Norfolk Pub of the Year competition.
An award-winning Norfolk brewer is making one of its most popular beers available in plastic bottles. Woodford's Brewery has responded to Norwich City fans' thirst for its popular Wherry Amber Ale by making it available in recyclable plastic bottles. The new 330ml bottles of Wherry will make their debut at the Canaries' home game against Middlesbrough and will be available at food service kiosks throughout the Carrow Road Stadium. James Armitage, Woodford's commercial and marketing director, said Wherry is our flagship ale and it has never been available in plastic bottles before. I think it's quite fitting that it makes its debut appearance in plastic in its home city as a result of its popularity among local football fans. Stuart Cox, Norwich City FC director of catering, said we're delighted to have worked with Woodford's to come up with a speedy way to serve what is proving to be a match day favourite.
It showcases Norwich so well, the movable feast has become quite a phenomenon. Those were the words of a Norwich woman who attended one of the city's biggest charity events for the first time, which once again was a sellout. More than 1,100 food lovers helped to raise more than £27,000 for Parkinson's UK. Diners have no idea where they'll be heading until they receive their ticket, printed with a destination for the starter, main course and dessert. They are then invited to vote out of 10 for each course.
Our final group of headline stories this week all highlight the different things groups do to raise money for charity. The Benjamin Foundation is arranging a sleepout at Carrow Road. More 1,100 food lovers enjoyed a movable feat to raise money for Parkinson's UK. 50 golfers played golf to raise money for the NNAB. And thousands of people took part in a 5-kilometre obstacle course in Earlham Park to raise money.
Potential participants in a charity sleepout in Norwich, which raises awareness of homelessness, have been hearing more about the feat. Staff from the Benjamin Foundation, alongside regular participants, spoke to people considering signing up to this year's Sleep Out at the Rooftop Gardens on Rose Lane on Wednesday night. Previously held at the Archant Car Park in Norwich last year, the Benjamin Foundation's annual Sleep Out 2018 will be held at Carrow Road on Thursday, November 15th. Kicking off at 7 p.m, the Benjamin Foundation will offer event-goers hot snacks and drinks, including vegetarian options, as well as breakfast and toilet access, and will also present a short talk on the Foundation's work. The second feature this week tells us about a new show called Pearls from the Grit, which is based on a Lowestoft fishing village. The feature is read by Ree Chakraborty.